During the 1930s, Yuri Kochiyama was a typical California teenager. She played tennis. She taught Sunday school. She loved the red, white, and blue. Yuri was Nisei, or second-generation Japanese-American. Her immigrant parents, who had come to California from Japan, were Issei, meaning first generation. Being Japanese in America was never a problem for Yuri and her family. That is, of course, until December 7th, 1941, when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. That same day, that very same afternoon, the FBI came to Yuri's house and took her father away because they thought he might be a spy. Yuri's twin brothers volunteered to fight as soldiers in the war, but Yuri and the rest of her family, they were forced to move to internment camps along with more than 100,000 other Japanese Americans. They were all sent all the way to Arkansas, from here in California all the way to Arkansas, thinking it would only be for a few weeks. They ended up being imprisoned there for 3 years. Yuri met her husband at the camp. When they were finally released, they moved to New York City, had 6 kids, and lived in housing projects among Black and Puerto Rican neighbors. The civil rights movement was starting, and Yuri worked in a restaurant with almost all Black employees. She told of her life in the they told her of their life in the segregated South, and how even Black soldiers in uniform who had served their country weren't allowed in restaurants with the white soldiers. And hearing these stories changed Yuri. She held meetings in her family's apartment and invited activists to speak about a lot of different causes. Her kitchen table was covered with political pamphlets, and she taped news articles to the walls. She rallied for better schools in Harlem and helped support the movement for Puerto Rican independence. In 1963, she met Malcolm X, and they became close friends and often really worked together. Yuri was fierce and bold, and she defied the stereotypes of the Nisei woman, who were supposed to be quiet and obedient. She didn't just work for the rights of Japanese Americans, but she worked for the rights of all Americans. Black, white, women, Asian, Latino, Native. She was a lifelong humanitarian who inspired younger generations of activists. Her name was Yuri Kochiyama, and I thought you should know about her as we close out March, celebrating Women's History Month on the Mornings with Ed Show.